here's a story from The World.
Plague and social upheaval. That was just part of life throughout much of the Middle Ages, and now for us, during these past several months. There are other happier connections between modernity and medieval times. Here's The World's Amanda McGowan.
This is one of my favorite love ballads from the Middle Ages. A plaintive tune about the ways that love leaves us vulnerable to pain. Wait, did I say Middle Ages? Actually, this is What is Love, the 90s club classic from Hathaway. And this version of it is part of a growing genre on YouTube of popular modern songs covered in a medieval style. It's called bardcore. Bard, like Shakespeare, a musical storyteller type. This tune is the creation of Cornelius Link. He's a software engineer in Freiburg, Germany.
I think everybody here in Germany likes the medieval culture because you're always surrounded by it. There are a lot of old castles and old towns and ruins and stuff like that.
Link has been interested in medieval music for a long time, but his bardcore career took off when friends posted one of his covers online. His most popular video is a version of Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. This video now has more than 4 million views. Link was arguably the first bard of bardcore. And he's inspired a lot of others. There's Hildegard von Bingen, for example, a Canadian musician who adapts lyrics into an old English style. I had to know, what do music historians think about all this? So I asked Alina Hamilton. She's a historical musicologist at the University of Hawaii.
My first reaction was actually, oh yeah, of course, why wouldn't we do this? Because it is so apt for what we're going through right now.
Hamilton explained that artists have frequently turned to the Middle Ages for inspiration, or rather an idealized vision of what they believe the Middle Ages was all about. And that's true again now, as people are cooking for themselves more, maybe growing their own food, you know, things you can imagine people did in the olden days.
Whether that's true to be historically accurate or not, the concept of our modern idea of medieval is very much domesticity and creating your own thing. To me, that was really kind of screamed out from the music that I was hearing.
Hamilton also says that just like today, people in the Middle Ages listened to music to escape. They had difficult lives. They might have been living through a plague. But for the most part, that's not what their music was about.
They don't sing about the Black Death. There's very few songs, maybe one or two, that actually sing something about losing family or having some type of loss. Even in the Middle Ages, they were singing about things that were of a happier day.
Cornelius Link is pretty philosophical about the success of his videos. On the one hand, he's baffled at why exactly they've become so popular. But on the other, he says maybe imagining these modern songs in an old style isn't so far-fetched.
Maybe our problems are completely different today. I don't know that. But there were also stuff like the loss of a loved one. And that's the same today. I think there are, can you say, parallels to our time.
After all, themes of love, despair, loss. Who couldn't relate to that? For The World, I'm Amanda McGowan.
PRX.